the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It is the 20th day of April 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades in northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 34 degrees today for the climate basin and a low of 29. And we got the snow and rain flurries back. It looks like all week. The flowers are going to get covered up with fucking snow. Anyways, we'll see what we're going to look at when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I see that anyone's supposed to be there. How interesting. Yesterday was Patriots Day. You know, the April the 19th when the British marched on Lexington and Concord. And I looked at a few of the comments people were talking about. And, you know, we should have celebration. It should be fucking like the 4th of July. And no, it shouldn't. What the fuck do we have to celebrate? Our cowardice, those people are fucking, if they could see us, they'd be puking. We should not celebrate, emulate. What I did yesterday, I fought all fucking day long for a right. And at the end of the day, I prevailed. I did something on April 19th. We can't celebrate April 19th again until there's something to fucking celebrate, I don't think. All we can do is hang our heads in shame, knowing that the fucking people who went out there and fucking gave it all, I mean, they fucking died. They watched their loved ones die like we're watching our loved ones die. And they fought and they fucking fought to get those goddamn rights. And we are negligent in our duty to fucking uphold them. We got nothing to celebrate. We'll have nothing to celebrate until we step up like goddamn men like they did. I did something. You know what? April 19th ought to be a day that the fucking international corporate mafia fucking dreads every year. Everybody should do something to fight. Because there is nothing to celebrate. Anyway, I had to get that off my chest because, you know, people, you didn't come up on that. I fought! I fought all fucking day long, and I fucking won. What'd you do? is creepy shit. Coroner rules AstraZeneca vaccine should be added to death certificate of fit and healthy psychologist 32 who suffered blood clot to the brain 10 days after receiving the jab. This is by Ellie Blake and Natasha Anderson, and it was brought up by admin. And we're going to see what it has to say, because we got to do something, because we ain't fucking kicking no ass. A coroner has ruled that the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Never did fucking exist. There is no vaccine. It's a fucking kill shot. Should be added to the death certificate of a fit and healthy NHS doctor who died 10 days after receiving the jab. Come on, you son of a bitch. Dr. Stephen Wright, 32, who worked as a clinical psychologist in Southeast London, suffered a blood clot to the brain after having his first dose of the jab in January 2021. He was among the earliest groups of people to be given the vaccine during the pandemic. There's no pandemic. There's no fucking vaccine. See, even when they're out there trying, like these fucking cocksuckers who come in and, oh, we're a patriot fucking site. There was, you know, it wasn't a vaccine. Call it what it is, a fucking kill shot. It's RNA. It's fucking made to fucking damage your goddamn DNA and make you into something that you're not human. It's transhuman saying this is a part of it, people. And there was no fucking pandemic. It was a seasonal fucking flu. It was a goddamn massive fucking propaganda campaign across the fucking world to get people to take that fucking death shot and then shed it over to kill other fucking people. Senior coroner Andrew Harris today described the case as very unusual and deeply tragic. A small group of people, Dr. Wright included, have had a severe reaction to the jab, and health authorities are investigating the inquest at London Inner South Corner Coroner's Court heard. That's what it says. There have been at least 75 see, these fucking articles are fucking milquetoast, you fucking cunts. 75, my fucking ball sack. They've killed goddamn millions. But see, this is how they try to get it. Just, oh, no, another day, more time to fucking kill you. It's in all of us. Whether you realize it or not, you've got it in you. They say, oh, 20%. Yeah, you fucking, when they put the fucking goddamn typhoid Marys out there, they got it in all of us. I've got it in me. I can fucking feel it. It killed my fucking wife. I watched it happen. They're killing you, and you're sitting there just dying instead of killing back. There have been at least 75 confirmed deaths relating to COVID jabs recorded in the UK. Shit. You lying motherfuckers, and you call yourself a goddamn patriot site? You motherfuckers are goddamn, you're propagandists is what you are. The frontier worker is one of the latest to have vaccine-induced, I don't know what the hell thrombosis is, ruled as his case, in his case, as his cause of death. Dr. Wright suffered from a combination of a brain stem infection, bleed on the brain, that's what killed Laura, and vaccine-induced thrombosis. He was taken to Princess Royal University Hospital in Orpington and moved to King's College Hospital as his condition rapidly worsened, but the nature of the bleed meant he was unfit for surgery. Laura. Regarding the official documents detailing Wright's death, Mr. Harris said, it's very important to record as fact that it is the AstraZeneca kill shot, but that it is different from blaming AstraZeneca. No, you don't want to blame AstraZeneca. See this propaganda horse. Who in the fuck, where did this come from? I'm going to find out where this come from. You are a fucking cock-sucking propagandist piece of shit. You're playing the fucking game. You're doing this for money. You don't give a fuck about the goddamn rights of man. You don't give the fuck about the rights of the people of their goddamn lives, you son of a bitch. Yeah, AstraZeneca's to fucking blame. They're the ones that fucking concocted this shit. Well, they tested it. They've been doing this for fucking years. They knew it would kill. That's why they fucking gave it to these people. You said Dr. Wright was a fit and healthy man who had the AstraZeneca vaccine. It's not a vaccine. Why do they, you ask yourself this, why do these incorporated motherfuckers claiming to be goddamn patriot sites keep calling that a fucking vaccine when they know it ain't? You go to the CDC's own site and they said it wasn't a fucking vaccine. This is goddamn platelets, protein, platelets made to fucking alter your DNA. That's what it is. And finally kill you. Shut your goddamn organs down. Make your brain bleed. Kill you. On January 16, 2021, awoke with a headache on January 25th and later developed left arm numbness. He attended an A&E department just after midnight where he was found to have high blood pressure. I put the he in there for you, stupid ass. Not only are you fucking goddamn milquetoast motherfuckers, you can't write. And a sagittal sinus thrombosis, whatever in the hell that is. I mean, they're like, they know that the common man's going to be reading this. And once you're supposed to sit there with a fucking dictionary, I guarantee you this is going to be simply fucking defined maybe somewhere in this article. He was transferred to King College Hospital at 6:39 a.m., but due to the extent of the bleed and very low platelets, was unfit for surgery. Work is underway to try to and understand why severe reactions, this is what it says, severe reactions to the jab can happen. With the jab could happen. Who writes this? Fucking six-year-olds? With the jabs can happen. The inquest was told. Mr. Harris said, my understanding is that this condition is rare. Oh, I'm sure it fucking is. It's rare. It's rare as to the people who took the fucking shot. You didn't get it yesterday. You might not got it last year. This shit is going to kill each and every fucking one of us because it's in all of us. And we better fucking realize it. Causes are bleeding, are being, causes are being examined by the MHRA, Medical and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency. Ooh, I bet you that's a non-governmental motherfucker. It seems to me that there is not an action one can take at the moment. It is being looked at, and there are reports being given to the government from the murderer from the MHRA, and there is advice on the matter. Give it to the people fucking who can. How that works. See, this is why this is propaganda horseshit. Medical experts told the court nothing could be done to save Dr. Wright as his condition quickly worsened. He attended an A. Okay, now there was some of this. It was just repeating. Okay, it is being looked at and there are reports being given to the government. Medical experts told the court nothing could be done to save Dr. Wright as his condition quickly worsened. And we already read that. Some of this got repeated by accident. We're going, Mr. Harris said, it seems to me that there is no action. That's about where we were. It's being looked at. Yes, it is. You're looking at it and fucking just sitting there laughing about it. Okay. Lawyers. See, then it goes to this lawyers for her husband. Okay. Garth Eve. Okay, this is somebody else. Reportedly sent pre-action protocol letters to AstraZeneca last year on behalf of about 75 people who allege that their relatives died or suffered injuries related to the Did the kill fucking shot? Well, of course they did. That's what it's fucking for, you stupid bitch. And you know that too, you people that are putting this shit up. Mr. Eve reportedly spent 2 years trying to get the government's MPs, I don't know what the hell that is, and three prime ministers to address what happened to his wife, and now feels he has no alternative but to pursue legal action. Mr. Eve, who is vaccinated himself, says the lawsuit is not about whether somebody is anti-vax, but about those who lost loved ones and have been made to feel like it is a dirty secret. And it is, ain't no goddamn secret about it. We know exactly how you killed our fucking relatives, you son of a bitches. It's not about COVID. No, it ain't, because the COVID's a fucking cold. It's not about how many lives the COVID vaccination, not vaccination. See, this is vaccination. It is not a fucking vaccination. So that shows you who these fucking people are that are doing this writing. Has saved lives the COVID vaccination has saved is about what this vaccination has done to Lisa and other families, he told them. It didn't save no fucking body. It's to kill people with, you dumb fucks. And these fuckers know it too. But then, you know, they get to make goddamn big money off these fucking websites, Incorporated. Because they'll fucking come in with a piece like this and fucking, well, it affirms the fucking lie is what it fucking does. In a fucking, you know, a kind of backdoor fucking way. Mr. Eve said he sought legal action after 2 years of failed attempts to contact officials alleging no one had reached out to engage with us at all. He reiterated that he had the fellow claimants are crackpots or conspiracy theorists, but instead family members who lost someone because of a vaccine. Not a vaccine. How many times has this been in this article, people? I want to see. When I get done, we're going to find out who wrote this, where this son of a bitch came from. These things have happened to too many people, and we're made to feel like it's a dirty secret that we're talking about something we shouldn't be talking about. The father of one said the lawsuit is aimed at drawing attention to what this vaccination again has done. It's not a fucking vaccination. God damn it. It has been. As soon as you establish something like COVID-19 doesn't exist, these fucking globals, motherfuckers, vaccine. It's not a fucking vaccination, motherfucker. Quit putting that in your articles, you fucking goddamn agent. You fucking traitor, has done to Lisa and other families. He added that it's been established that his wife's death was caused by AstraZeneca COVID vaccination. It's the 20 fucking times you're going to say it in here? There, it ain't a vaccination. That's according to the CDC's own fucking site, asshole. And you're not going to sell it. You're not going to keep saying vaccination and come out, we got a new vaccination. Fuck you. You'll be held accountable. Mr. Eve said he is seeking some sort of acknowledgement or recognition that these deaths have occurred. How about the bodies? He also stated that the complaint is not about financial compensation because no amount of money is going to bring back my son's mom. This is what it says. Going to bring my son's mom back. Okay, I'll take that. Lawyers for her husband, Garth Eve, reportedly sent pre-action protocol letters to AstraZeneca last year on behalf of about 75 people who alleged that their relatives died or suffered injuries related to the vaccine. It ain't a fucking vaccine. Mr. Eve reportedly spent 2 years trying to get the government MPC. We've heard this. This is all kind of jarbled. I'm sorry about that. But at any rate, I want to see who did this, son of a bitch. Who's trying to push vaccine when it ain't fucking vaccine? It's goddamn poison. It's a deliberate poison fucking shot. It's not made up of anything but goddamn protein platelets to rearrange your goddamn, your fucking, well you know, the transgenderism. Rearrange your goddamn DNA so you're some, they're not even, we're not even human no more. That's what they're working at. I want to see who did this. Ellie Blake and Natasha, and Natasha, well, you son of a bitches are goddamn fucking Incorporated fucking shills. That's what I'll call you. Six more Chinese police stations exposed. How can you miss a fucking police station? Would you tell me that? Somebody sets up a fucking police station and it takes this long for somebody. Looks like there might be a police station over there. And they're Chinese. Let a fucking Chinese fucking pig come to talk to me. I'll blow that motherfucker off his fucking rocker. News. Six more Chinese police stations exposed across America. By Chris, okay. Recently, it was revealed that two New York City residents were arrested for running an illegal overseas police station in Manhattan for the some kind of Chinese word, I don't know. Branch of the Chinese Ministry of the Public Security. However, a new report by Safeguard Defenders indicates that the station is not alone, as there are many others overseas service stations, operated by the Chinese Communist Party, including one in an undisclosed location in New York City. There's one in an undisclosed location. And another in Los Angeles. I mean, how stupid do they... Well, don't answer that. We don't want to know how stupid they think we are. Similar stations were also found in San Francisco, Houston, Nebraska, Minnesota. These stations are allegedly tasked with spying on Chinese national worldwide. No, they're setting up operations. They were allowed to put fucking banks in our country. Now they're putting their fucking goddamn... police stations in our fucking country. They'll water this over and smoke this over, and more police stations pop up until you finally have a fucking Chi-Con come up to the window of your fucking car, in which case you take your fucking pistol and blow his motherfucking head off. If true, this would mean that the Chinese officials are continuing to engage in espionage activity on U.S. soil, violating U.S. laws. If you and I went to set up a fucking police station, you don't think somebody would notice? And straining the complex relationship between the U.S. and China. Shit. What crap. Leading to diplomatic tensions and further security of Chinese operations in the homeland. Now they're starting, this ain't even American. Where's the homeland, people? We found at least four listed in the U.S. by PRC, People's Republic of China, public security authorities, plus flagged an additional four overseas Chinese service centers in the U.S. set up by the UFWD networks responsible for manning the stations, a spokeswoman for Safeguard Defenders told the New York Post Tuesday. The United Front Work Department is a Chinese government agency that oversees. Okay, I get the irony. It's two different spellings. Overseas, ethnic and religious affairs. Safeguard Defenders report suggests that Chinese police stations, whose agents are accused of spying on dissidents, often operate under the guise of nonprofits. No. Every goddamn fucking communist organization in this country operates under a nonprofit, doesn't it? Community Association, for instance, in Chinatown, the police station was run by the American Changel Association, New York, Incorporated. You know, see, this is all corporate shit. There ain't no, you fucking phony pricks, which owns the building where the station was located, as reported by the Post in October. The New York Post reported the nonprofit, which listed its charitable mission as a social gathering place for Fujianese. I don't care if I pronounce your goddamn foreign language wrong. I don't want to know fucking Mandarin Chinese. People paid $1.3 million in 2016 for the suite of offices that houses the Fuzhou Police Overseas Chinese Affairs Bureau at the East Broadway location. What the fuck's wrong with this fucking story, people? No, the Chinese, they're not sending the Chinese over. They're not going to attend to them for be our overlords. You're going to get your asses blowed off, your little fucking asses blowed off. You're a whole bunch of fucking goddamn ignorant savage faggots, and you're going to die here. Last year, the group held its annual gala dinner. Listen now. I want you guys to hear this part. Last year, the group held its annual gala dinner featuring New York City Mayor Eric Adams as the guest of honor, an event that was not disclosed on the mayor's official agenda. On Monday, federal agents arrested Harry Lou Jean Wong, 61, of the Bronx, and Jin Ping, 59, of Manhattan, for allegedly establishing the East Broadway station known as the Fuzhou branch of the Ministry of Public Security in China. The PRC, through its representative, its repressive security apparatus, established a secret physical presence in New York City to monitor and intimidate dissidents. That's what's worth it, intimidate dissidents. They're not setting up fucking shop here. And those critical of its government said, Assistant Attorney General Matthew G. Olson of the Justice Department, National Security Division, the PRC's actions go far beyond the bounds of acceptable national state our nation-state conduct. We will resolutely defend the freedoms of all of those living in our country from the threat of authoritarian repression. It's simply outrageous that China's Ministry of Public Security thinks he can get away with establishing a secret illegal police station on U.S. soil to aid its efforts to export repression and subvert our rule of law, said Acting Assistant Director Kurt Ronau of the FBI Counterintelligence Division on Monday. This case serves as a powerful reminder that the People's Republic of China will stop at nothing to bend people to their will and silence messages they don't want anyone to hear. The FBI is dedicated to protecting everyone in the United States against efforts to undermine our democratic. This is not a fucking democracy. It's not a fucking republic. This is just fucking, it's the land of the fucking free individual nationals, because we never fucking okayed no goddamn the republic through the fucking ratification of any constitution. Or we never fucking acquiesced to none of this shit. Freedoms, and will hold any state actors, now listen, any state actors and those who help them accountable for breaking the law. So what about this fucking mayor up here? He's been arrested, right? Right? No, he hasn't. This is a fucking communist goddamn country by fucking definition. I want this one here. I gotta take a drink of water. Excuse me. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, you say all these communist fucking sounding names, all these people from fucking Russia and fucking Poland and all around the fucking world running our goddamn country when the fucking American nationals are being run over. Walensky finally admits vaccinated individuals can spread COVID virus by Jim Hoft. And this is how Laura got it. We didn't take no fucking shots. We avoided them like the fucking plague. But we both twice got sick. And the second time she didn't pull out of it. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky admitted to Congress on Wednesday that vaccinated individuals can spread COVID virus. This is after spreading vaccine disinformation for over 2 years now. And there is going to be a punishment for her, right?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, that asshole Walensky, she's 100% Jewish, man. She's a Jew. She's an oi boy. Oi, oi, oi.
I'm trying to look at her face. I can't see it for her fucking nose. Yeah,
she
think you're right,
Jewish. Dude. She sort of looked like she's from, like, the Middle East somewhere, but she's Jewish. She's 100% Jewish.
I believe you, brother. This is contrary to her earlier statements on the COVID vaccine. Vaccine. They've been pushing this word vaccine. It ain't a fucking vaccine. It's been established it's not a vaccine. just like when it was established that COVID-19 didn't fucking exist. They say it more and more. This global shit ain't going to work in this country. We can remember yesterday. She attributed this change to an evolution of science, really. In December 2021, Walensky warned that vaccine misinformation was one of the biggest public health threats. She didn't mention at the time that she was a leading spreader of propaganda. No. Walensky also previously admitted that... Well, hang on a second, guys. I'll be right back. I have to keep a phone handy now because I'm here by myself. But it's a solicitation call. Oh, man, where were we at? Okay. Walensky also previously admitted she learned the effectiveness of the vaccine by watching far-left TV. Give me a break. CDC Director Walensky admits she found out vaccines were effective by watching CNN. Well, you know everything. I've seen them come right up and tell. Everything, you have to accept what we say is the truth because we have people that have said, fact checkers that have said it's the truth that work for us. Oh, really? She spread lies on top of lies. Walensky says it has to do with the COVID variants. They expect you to believe this garbage. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, that statement is no longer corrected. With the Omicron variants we have right now. I don't get it. That statement is no longer correct with the Omicron. So you're admitting it was all bullshit, that everything you've done has been bullshit. There was no fucking COVID-19. There was no variants. There was just your fucking death shot, right? And spreading it to kill as many people on this planet as you could, you fucking one world piece of garbage. Here you go. UN issues report pushing for normalization and decriminalization of pedophilia. We've talked about this a little bit. Shut down the UN by Dylan 11. Okay. I can do that. The 8 March principles for a human rights-based approach to criminal law prescribing conduct associated with sex, reproduction, drug use, HIV, homelessness, and poverty. The UN is pushing a report that declares pedophilia is a human right. Of course it's a human right to fucking screw little babies and little children. Of course it is. I mean, well, the UN, the United Nations, these fucking wacko, fucking perverted, fucking pedophilic pieces of shit say so. This is why the U.S. needs to get out of and stop funding the UN. No shit. What did we ever get into? Why did we ever need any fucking other country, people? I mean, when the world wars happened, they had to come to us. Because we had all the resources. We have all the wealth. And we built the fucking United Nations, all of its, I mean, and paid for the fucking lion's share. A few countries threw in a few dollars here, a few dollars there, but the United Nations, I mean, they turned this fucking country over to the corporation is the United Nations. This was from Maria Earle. And let's see where we go right there. Okay. Elizabeth Yor was on Steve Bannon's War Room to express her concerns with a new report being pushed by the UN that recommends making pedophilia legal. And you know what? Who's going to stop them? Maybe we could go in out there and jump around and dance around and play some music and celebrate Patriots Day. I'm sure they would love. We could read this in the middle of it all and show them what fucking patriots we are. Yor has been standing for the safety of children for ages. She has her own website labeled Your Children, where she shares current events on the subject and how you can help. Elizabeth Yore was on Steve Bannon's War Room to express her concerns with a new report being pushed by the United Nations that recommends making pedophilia legal. Well, if you make it legal, then it's right. I mean, God almighty. Well, let's make murder legal. Let's make burning these motherfuckers at the stake legal. I say we do it, people. All we got to do is write it down on a piece of paper and then do it. But the doing it part's what the people in this country can't get. Yore has been standing for the safety of children for ages. She has her own website labeled Yore Children, where she shares current events on the subject and how you can help. Yore's children, children's mission is as follows. Your children advocates for the global protection and innocence of children and fights to end child exploitation and trafficking, pornography, and abuse by exposing predators and by promoting laws, investigations, and policies which elevate the dignity of our most vulnerable. There is no law that she can work with. Because there is no fucking law in this United Nations bullshit. There is no law. It's like Nuremberg. There's no law. There is no international law. The only fucking law there is the ratified law of December 15, 1791, the unalienable law of we the people. And we got to come into our boundaries, into our goddamn sovereign territory and beat these fuckers out and then reestablish our fucking law. And then go out and we can save the children of the fucking world as we collect our fucking money back, as we take our goddamn resources back, as we hang the motherfuckers that would promote something like this. According to Yore, the UN is reportedly pushing a report that calls for the normalization, decriminalization of pedophilia. Liz Yore shared on War Room on Tuesday. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. And I mean it, man. We will. Maybe we will. All righty.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. We'll be right back.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:47 Pacific time, and that was Hogjaw with Get Some. Well, Hogjaw, before they can get some, you got to fucking give it. If you just sit there and fucking wait for them to come get some, you're going to be sitting there fucking waiting, and your gun will fucking rust, even though you've polished it to the goddamn ad nauseum. Anyways, back to what we were talking about. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, the United Nations went to legalize fucking pedophilia. The United Nations is now declaring pedophilia a human right. And I cannot believe I'm reading this. A pedophilia, a human right, and this is so-called human right should not be criminalized or prosecuted. They are clearly saying that minors can consent to sex with an adult. Man, people, what would your fucking, at least your grandfathers have done? I mean, just think if this is one fucking article came out in the newspaper, there would be goddamn, they'd tear this goddamn country apart. Man, not us, man. We're going to celebrate fucking Patriots Day, though, because we're patriots. Yours says that they are softening the target by grooming kids and teachers in schools to make pedophilia a human right. This is what the global elite have always wanted, to legitimize pedophilia, I've never seen a report like this. Bottom line is, do it, you son of a bitches, man. Sooner or later, we got to kill these fuckers. There's no two ways about it. I mean, go ahead and legalize it. You write it down on a piece of paper. Let us catch you doing it and see what the fuck happens to your ass. We'll see. We'll see. You're going to find out that it's unlawful. And we're going to stick to what's lawful here. Let me see what here. Biden, U.S. troops. I can't wait till we get the card hooked up right so we can play these goddamn you will own nothing and you will like it. Do this. Never do do this. Do this. We will still won't get this. Whatever the hell that means. Let's see what this is. My power was randomly shut off yesterday afternoon. No reason was stated at the time it went off. Upon calling the power company, they showed no indication of an outage. There was no storm either. What's odd about it being turned off is that this is not the first time it has occurred. It is the third time it has occurred in less than 2 months. This is a phenomenon which is occurring globally. It is called the climate lockdown, and they are going to be even more deadly and misery spurring than the COVID-19 doesn't exist. The COVID-19 doesn't exist. They're going to throw these goddamn COVID-19 doesn't exist and vaccination, the words in every fucking article, that this is how they stay up on the fucking air. This is how they don't get what the trenches gets. This is how they don't have to fucking fight to stay up. They get fucking paid. Because, oh, will you throw COVID in there? When you know it doesn't exist, you fucking slime ball. COVID-19 version. Okay, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and the World Health Organization, as well as others, are spearheading these new lockdowns. They promised they would, too. Yesterday, the WEF published yet another article stating their intentions of locking us into our homes to fight climate change. The article is titled, How to Fight the Next Threat to Our World, Air Pollution. Oh, is there anything good news about cholesterol? Written by two psychopaths, one the director of the World Health Organization Environment and Health Department, Dr. Maria Neira, and another from Birth Life, Rosamund Adu. ISIS, Deborah, I wonder what country that bitch is from. Like many of the believers in scientism, this propounds the Malthusian promise of mass death by it has this word. I want to see. ANTHROPOMO. PHIC. It has this apothecary, and then right beside it in brackets, it has human cause. It's shorter to say human cause. Why are they doing this? Climate change, the first tactic they use is fear. Toxic air is going to kill us, all according to these two. Next, they shift the response to the deadly toxic air to being the same as COVID-19. There it is again. See, this is COVID pushing these fucking words again that everybody is fucking already dismissed. They think it's like 9/11. It's like everything they, Sandy Hook, any fucking thing that they can fucking push in there that everybody knows is bullshit. COVID-19 mitigation efforts. Obviously, masks won't do the trick. Neither will social distancing. They are directly referring to reintroducing the madness to stay home. They would like to see nothing more than Australia's version of the lockdowns, checkpoints, contact tracers, armed military, paramilitary, and a total ban on traveling more than 3 miles from one's home. good fucking luck. Failure to comply, especially with... here comes the threat. Here comes... Wait a minute. I got to get here so when I get real nervous, I don't shake too much. I got to get a hold of something here. Here comes the threat. Failure to comply, especially with bans against organizing rallies, bans prohibiting speaking about the tyrannical nature of such measures, and especially refusing the shots, result in actual house arrest. Woo. Well, you got to do it, you motherfuckers. You come to fucking do it. I mean, all this is bullshit. You ain't going to fucking do shit. Because when you come, it's like when the British came to fucking Lexington Concord. You ain't going to do nothing but get your ass fucking shot. And you'll get when this fucker takes off, you're going to wish you hadn't ignited it. I can guarantee you that. Result in actual house arrest, police raids, massive fines. Ooh, we outnumber your motherfucking asses. Give it a go. You've been threatening us with the same shit for how many fucking years? Why don't you fucking do it? Fuck you. Try and lock me in my fucking house, you motherfucker. That's a violation of my fucking rights, and I will fucking shoot you dead. Massive fines and internment camps. Oh, but you got to get me to the internment camp. You got to get past all that fucking lead and that hot lead and fucking, hey, man, I'm not going to be taking no goddamn where, you motherfucker. You fucking scum, you international pricks. You come in, I've been just seeing the international son of a bitch, you're getting it. Nira makes the claim to gain more influence and power for her special brand of stupid department. The is what it says. The hyphen fest lady had a severely asthmatic 9-year-old child who died, according to the article from Air Pollution. Air pollution was actually listed as the cause of death on the death certificate. Which gets to the next point of their article, the blame. The London home Rosemond lived in was near traffic. Thus, it was traffic, specifically the illegal levels of exhaust from automobiles, which caused the child to die, according to the coroner, who is not named in the article. Not only is personal automobile use condemned by these two kerosene stoves, coal burning power plants, wildfires, and you're going to ban wildfires? I wish you would. And incineration of garbage is also cited. Ban wildfires. Okay. The result of air pollution, according to these scientism believers, is increased rates of heart disease, lung disease, asthma, dementia, depression, brain development, premature birth, miscarriages, and infertility. Man, that's what your shot's fucking doing. How come you're not going after that fucking shot? It's killing more people. This year is like fucking way back down. You know, like Z in the alphabet of the fucking things killing the people. And fucking your goddamn kill shot is like A. Why aren't you going after the kill shot? It kills way more fucking people in more nasty ways. Look at these monsters trying to defend their poisonous and deadly vaccine technologies. No shit, and it ain't vaccine. There's that word again. It is not vaccine. Not technologies by banning the mutagenic concoctions effects. It's mutagenic. It means it's muting your genetic fucking goddamn makeup. Effects on people driving their cars and using cheap, clean coal power. Come on, man. Are you getting fucking money for this shit, you know, when you throw shit in there like that? Then they claim that 7 million people are directly killed by air pollution each year. How many? I bet you they've killed more than 7 million people with their kill shot this year. What do you want to bet? They offer three specific suggestions they would like to see happen. They want all world leaders to adopt the World Health Organization's clean air standards. Fuck you. Namely, they want to reduce all particulates matter 2.5 microns or smaller to 5 microns per cubic meter of air. This would include the demonize demonized building blocks of life, water, vapor, and carbon dioxide. It includes basically any gaseous output from any human activity. This is how governmental and non-governmental organizations tell the people of their earth. They plan on depriving the world of water and food without directly referencing the actual acts. Boy, you fucking try that. I mean, come on. How goddamn stupid, really, how stupid do you think we are? To try to drive.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I'm sorry. No, man, they think we're really stupid. I mean, you just think about it. Let's see. China has more people sick than anybody else in their country, and they have the worst air pollution ever. And now y'all just want to, come on, Henry, we know better than this. They walk around in some of their cities with masks on because their air is so polluted from all their factories off the slave labor.
Exactly, man. And the bottom line is, I mean, how dumb do you think you're going to deprive people of water? You want to die? Because if you don't have water, I die.
You got to tell them what you told us, Henry. Yeah, I said you got to tell them what you told the Nestle guy. That's the shit right there. What's going to get them shot?
They know it will. They know they can't do this. They know they can't do none of this shit. This is just to fucking keep us distracted as they're fucking destroying, you know, building their United. See, all of this shit here would be fucking, this was struck down. But again, here is this United Nations, all government all of a sudden got policies and all this shit and supposed to be above our fucking goddamn Bill of Rights. Fuck you. There is no goddamn way you're going to do any of this shit, and you fucking know it. When you come here, you will fucking die. Because this violates our law. And we have the goddamn means to back it up if we could get the fucking spines and the balls to go with it. At any rate, man, I've had about enough, guys. And, there'll be some more stupid-ass shit for tomorrow, I promise. Until then, I don't know. It's not even anything you can recommend to anybody anymore. Except for just looking at, you're stupid. Anybody that buys into this fucking hogwash, this bullshit, fucking, you're stupid. Look at the possibility. Think about taking the water from people. You really? People will charge you without guns, with rocks, any goddamn thing they get their hands on. You're saying you're going to kill them. You think that's just going to fucking fly? I don't. Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com.
Stupid. Have a good one.
Exactly, brother. And that is The Word from the Trenches.